this was your first session representing the Aleutians along with your usual territory, which is Bethel in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Can you tell me what it was like to legislate for such a broad region this year?
It's an honor for me to represent such a long stretch of Alaska. It's very diverse. At the same time, is remote, and it's actually a beautiful part of the world.
I wanted to ask sort of how you balanced the priorities of the Aleutians with that area.
The key component is the Bering Sea. And so the Kuskokwim drainage course into Kuskokwim Bay, which is a part of the South Bering Sea. And the Bering Sea is going to play an important role in Arctic politics. And so, yes, they have their regional differences, and they have issues related to, you know, fishing. But at the same time, the common denominator is the Bering Sea, and both areas has to protect, but at the same time, make a living off of it. And I mean that in a broad sense, not just a paycheck.
In terms of protecting that resource, you also supported a resolution in the House that demanded stricter limits on bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea trawl fisheries. And that would have directed the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to lower the limit on bycatch by at least 50% in the Bering Sea. I know that the House withdrew that resolution, but can you explain why you supported it first?
Well, I had to go back and forth on that, but in the end, if we start messing around with a cap, it may have unintended consequences. This is something that I've learned to appreciate. Because right now, the fishery, the trawl fishery, is way below the cap. We never want it to even get close to the cap, and that's what the trawl fisheries as well believe. They want to honor that cap. They want to make sure it works. They want to have both fisheries be successful. And so I'm at the point where we should just leave the cap alone for a while and see where it goes.
Can you explain what you meant by unintended consequences?
I don't know if it'd be if there'd be unintended consequences, say, in the fisheries. It could become messy politically in fish politics, and that's what I'm concerned about. Let's just leave the cap where it's at, and believe in what the trawl fishery is going to attempt. You know, recently they've been successful, is they haven't come close to the cap. So I don't know. I think that given what the North Pacific Management Council has done, is maybe they've found that sweet spot. There are always two sides to every story, and so this experience of representing this area is I've had to learn things that I probably wasn't necessarily paying attention to when I didn't represent it.